Good evening, you're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle with Adamo. It is a beautiful, beautiful day to be alive, and it is going to take all of us working together, all of us consciously seeking to be harmonized in the light of the absolute, to really come to that point and place and space where we are no longer under bondage to anything or anybody. The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational and motivational, intended to give us some regularly scheduled time to really relax and breathe ever more consciously, ever more conscientiously in the light of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence that is the totality of all there is as existence itself. And it's extremely important for us to begin to affirm that as our collective reality, as our individual reality, because we have been up under all manners of misconceptions, illusions, delusions, and thoughts about ourselves that don't ring quite true. And so we're living lies, and those lies are really laying foundation for our demise. And it is our time now to take some time to be conscientious and consciously attending to that which is law in this day and time, to that which is light in this day and time, to that which is right in this day and time, because there is nothing that we can earn, nothing that we can borrow or beg or steal or be awarded or rewarded that's greater than who we are in this now moment of eternity. You and I are the greatest gifts that we've been given, and we've been blessed with heritage and inheritance. We've been blessed with genealogy. We've been gifted with gifts and talents and skills and abilities and the strengths of all of those who have come before us. But now we must take the time to clarify our intent. Take the time to voice our own commitment to the works. So whatever it takes, you cannot really shirk on this now, because every one of us is a very potent part of our solutions and our answers. And you cannot continue to act as if you don't have a role to play in our liberation, because an enslaved people. And we do not have the examples of liberated people anywhere amongst us. You can't look at the Japanese and say they're liberated. You can't look at the Chinese and say they're liberated. You can't look at the Mexicans and the Hispanics and all of the and say that they're liberated. Because everybody has fallen under the massive suppression and oppression and depressive energies of feeding off the flesh of dead animals. The aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, coffee, nicotine, all manners of artificially sweetened, artificially flavored, artificially colored beverages and drinks. We drink more garbage than we drink water. And we're suffering. And no matter how much education we may have, no matter how much money we may have, no matter how much access we have, how much credit we have, how much debt we have, how many houses we own, how many cars we can drive, no matter how much we possess and who possesses us, we will never ever be able to walk in the fullness of that which we are as living, loving, intelligent, and potent parts of an absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. And that's exactly what liberation is. We need to be clear on it, because y'all ain't clear on it. Y'all think that being a liberated people means that you can work for anybody, anywhere, at any time, and make more money so that you can have more polished wood, metal, and stone. That is not liberation. Liberation is the source of our being able to do and be that which it is as our truth and our reality. Liberation is being in a position where, regardless of what you do, regardless of what you say, regardless of where you go, You are inherently harmonized in the love, in the light, in the wisdom, in the peace, in the truth of the absolute. And there's no harm that you can do to anybody, anywhere. You are always uplifting. You are always inspiring. You are always motivating. You are always supporting. You are always generating that which is real love, that which is real light. You are doing the work because you are being worked by the intelligence of existence itself. And there is no point of its own presence that it will work to annihilate. God and law and light and life and wisdom and truth and the absolute do not work the way that wicked men work. But there is law that says that you will get what you give. And you will reap what you sow. And your harvest will be according to the seeds that you sowed and how much you nurtured them and how much you gave them what they needed, how deeply you planted them, how much you prayed on them. And so as a result of that, you best to understand that America has some serious karmic debt to be paid, and there is no way to escape it except we who constitute the population of America come to absolute degrees of care and love and ethic and integrity and morality, where we may be able to circumvent some of the karmic devastation that is due to this country as a result of that which it perpetuates throughout the world, that which it perpetuates right here. Don't you think that AIDS and cancer victims are not in terror? Don't you think that children who are being abused by their parents as a result of their degradation and distortion are not in terror? Don't you think that abused men and abused women are not in terror? We have been a terrorized people from the day that we stepped foot on this shore, and even beforehand. We are in that now moment where we must accept that there is law in living, and that it is not the commitment to continuing to struggle that provides us liberation. It is the commitment to law, the commitment to light, the commitment to wisdom, the commitment to truth, the commitment to saying, yes, I will stand in the fullness of all that I am as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of all there is. And once you make up your mind, once you decide to affirm the truth of your reality, there is nothing and no one who can work against you. Everything will work towards your greater good, and you will be in a continuous process of unfoldment and development, enhancement, cultivation, maturity, and maturation. For these people have put us on a cataclysmic ride with demise. They tell you that from the moment that you're born, that you're dying. They make you think that it's impossible to get out of this experience alive. And it's a lie. Because when you make transition from this planet, you need to be very much in the knowing of the truth of your being and the truth of our being as human beings is as immortal beings. And any of the mysteries, whether it's the Masons or the Eastern Stars or the Kemetics or whatever the mysteries were, the mystery is about conscious immortality. Let us be very clear that this need not be a mysterious thing any longer. That the truths of existence are no longer hidden. You say you can tell the nature of a man by the fruit that he bears. So when you see people who are continuously dealing with warfare, continually dealing with strife, continually dealing with lies and distortion, continually dealing with utilizing the energies, the resources, the people for their own good and not for the good of the people or the planet, then you know that these are not the people of God. These are not the people of the Creator directly, if they are not purposed in doing that which is the Creator's will. But you really understand, well, you really believe that, okay, well, unless we have severe wickedness upon the planet, we couldn't possibly rejoice in real light. Unless you have people who are dying unnecessarily every day, you would not have people who could live in light. But there is purpose in existence, and all purposes of all existing beings are inherently complementary to each other in the perpetuation of existence and the perpetuation of life. So all of those of you who work on behalf of companies that produce and manufacture and promote and propagate items that have absolutely no nutritional value, no vitamins, no minerals, no amino acids, no proteins, nothing that the human body needs, and that which it brings is death and disease, distortion and contamination and toxicity and defilement in the body, then know that we do not have somebody else to blame or to deal with. We have to deal with ourselves and what we're doing to ourselves and what we're doing to each other. Oh, ye who are of such little faith, you are absolutely faithless. You think that there is nothing else for you to do in the world except to work on behalf of your killers? I'm here to tell you that you have and you are gifted with inherent purpose and duty and responsibility that is absolutely harmonious with the purposes of existence. But you have to claim that. You have to want to be that. You have to stop wanting to do that which is easy and to do the real work. And the real work is about our qualifying ourselves for continued existence. The real work is about cleansing. It's about purifying. It's about renewing. It's about forgiving. It's about loving. It's about standing in the full of our integrity, our ethics, and our morality. It's about triumph of love and light as the reality of our lives. And you have to ask for that. You have to want that. You have to call for that. You have to realize that nobody is going to give it to you on a silver platter, that they will make sure that you have as much poison available to you as you are stupid enough to consume. Killing yourself and your children and your men and your women and your sisters and your brothers, and then you can complain about somebody else doing something to us. You're going to sit and demand for reparations, and the atrocities that we ourselves are perpetuating are as great and even greater because there are so many more of us dying, hanging from the trees of our own addictions, hanging from the trees of our own immorality, hanging from the trees of our own degradation and defamation and bastardization that we have perpetuated because we wanted to have the civil rights to be wrong, to be mistaken, to work where they work, to do what they do, to live like they live. You who hear me now, hear me now. There is a glory and a triumph on the horizon. I said, there is glory and there is triumph on the horizon, but it is about you claiming the victory and standing victorious. It's not about you being allowing yourself to be nailed to the cross of your own physical body, to be earthbound when the earth is just one point of like a head of a pen in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself, that you cannot possibly take all of your life and only deal with earthliness, only deal with materiality, only deal with corporeality, only deal with physical things and think that you've lived a successful life when life, the majority of your life, is to be lived off of the planet. For 40 and 50 years of being undisciplined, you will sacrifice the rest of your spiritual existence as a spirit, disengaged from your body, not realizing that you were given and gifted many bodies within this body, and that if you allow for the degradation, for the bastardization, for the defilement and the desecration of your physical body on a day-to-day basis, that your spirit bodies are never formed to issue you forward into the spiritual world. formed, that have to be intact, that have to be formed because you have mastered the virtues of conscious living, the virtues of conscious loving. You know compassion, you know forgiveness, you know mercy. You know how to be like God and Goddess, living because you are its children. Say, who is this sister and where did she get all of this from? I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of that absolute and eternal presence that is your own very presence, that is your own very heart. I am here to just encourage you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to see the greatness and the depth of your own self. I am the one of the many who have consciously chosen to rise so that I may help in our resurrection, to stand so that I can see the glory and the triumph of life standing, of the living standing, of those who are the ascendants and the descendants of the Aboriginal and the Indigenous and the Native peoples, totally revivified and resurrected. I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of that absolute and eternal presence that you yourself are of. I am your sister. I am your friend. I am your mother. I am your daughter. I am that I can be for you. All that the Creator would have me be for you, I'm here for you. How many voices do you hear calling your soul forward? How many voices are really speaking to you to understand the practicalities and the methodology of oppression to oppress you at your cellular level? Y'all talking about the economics and y'all talking about the freedom of work and y'all want more jobs and you want more of this, and you will not even be about the business that you were created to do here. But it's time. It is time for you to begin, for you to continue, for you to start, for you to finish your works in conscious unfoldment, enhancement, development, cultivation, attunement, harmonization, actualization, realization with your absolute and true self. For the truth of humanity is divinity. We did not come up out of the earth. Like they say, from the dust you come, from the dust you return. We came to the earth through the wombs of our mothers. And we were told to honor our mothers and our fathers. And to truly honor our mothers and our fathers, we have to truly honor the spirit and the presence which animates our body, and the mother earth that nourishes us, that sees to our healing, our wholeness. We have to begin to reestablish our connection with her directly. You continue to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death. You will never see the fullness of your glory or never realize the fullness of your potential, your power, your capacity, or your purpose. And we see it all the time. A young man came to me today and he says, oh, could you help us and purchase this box of candy? And I told him, I said, well, brother, that's sugar. I said, sugar is a drug. Our people are dying from sugar diabetes because we consume so much of this. What you need to do is to go back to your people and let them know that you need to offer your people something healthy. Drug pushing is a drug pushing. It doesn't matter that you're 10 or 12 or 13 and you've got something to do. We're in a serious state of affairs because our killers are those who are sending our children to school. The ones who are putting money into our community. So you draw money out of the community, draw money out of the community by the millions in perpetuating something that has no nutritional value, no vitamins, no minerals, nothing that the body can use. So basically, if the body cannot use it, then it is like a thief in the temple of God. The body is the temple of God, and you allow the thieves to enter that temple. So if it doesn't nourish you, then it is thieving from you. It is taking your nutrients. It is taking your calcium, your magnesium, your phosphorus, your iron, all of the things that you need to maintain a healthy physical body so that you can have an intact spiritual understanding, a clear thought process. And because they give back millions of dollars back to the community, they put money behind our spoken word artists now. They put money behind our blues people. They put money behind all of our whatever and say, well, look what we're doing for the community. And you all work for them. And you love them. And you bring them into your bodies. And these are the things that we have to understand, that all of the brothers and sisters that came before us in terms of the movement did not get it. They didn't understand that the bloodstream had to be in a certain quality of integrity for the spirit of the being to function in the fullness of its capacity, which is freedom and liberation. And so we had many examples of our great ones and the greatest ones. And when you look at them and what they did and the addictions and the vices that they had, you see that they were all toxic. And so if we could accomplish so much under our toxicity, and it's not like it was, because the greatness that we see now in our people is not so much the greatness of our intellect. It's the greatness of our physical, our talents on the golf course and the basketball courts and the football greens and on the stage. But you put all of these people together and they cannot write a curriculum of liberation for your children. You put all of them together and they can't come up with an alternative methodology for empowering light in our communities. And we could talk about the problems, but we are not acting in the fullness of our capacity as the solution to the problems. And that's why I'm here, to let you know that you are holding a vital part of this puzzle. And it will not be by virtue of your studying other parts that will contribute to your wholeness and your ability to be whole and your ability to give fully of yourself, your gifts, your talents, to bring forth the glory and the triumphs of the lineages that you represent, as opposed to bringing forth their diseases, their discomfort, their fears, their doubts, their negativity, their murderous nature, and all of the other things that those bastardized individuals received as a result of the generational bastardization that has happened as a result of our being under the auspices of other people who have no light, who have no wisdom, who have no love, who have no compassion, who thrive on dying and dead things. They taught us to really do things that are not good to do. They put us in fear. They had our brothers watching their women be raped by them, seeing them carry their seeds to term and calling their children, We still haven't gotten over that. We haven't gotten over it, and we got issues between us because we have not been protected, we have not been provided, and there is fear amongst those of us who should be protecting and providing and exemplifying the strength of who we are as the sons and daughters of the Creator of gods and goddesses. In this now moment of eternity, I pray that every atom and every cell of your being is completely charged in the reality of the intelligence, the absolute immortal intelligence that you are, and that you have within you the inspiration, the motivation, and you gain the discipline and the determination to activate it with your own voice, to call it forward, to know that you have been given certain faculties and certain powers and certain gifts from your Creator to call forth your 12 disciples, so that I am presence, that is your own very presence, that Christed being that emerges when there has been a full activation of those 12 faculties of your 12 disciples, so that you can rise and stand in the fullness of your Christ itself, where you have opportunity, you take the opportunity, you make the opportunity to affirm the truth of who you are as one with your Creator, one with the source and the intelligence of existence, one with its purposes, one with its plans, one with its inherent light and love and wisdom and truth and peace and poise. You who are living in this now moment are some of the most powerful sisters and brothers on the planet, regardless of what hue of person you are. The fact that you're listening, the fact that you support this type of programming is evidence, because there are so many other things that you could be doing in this now moment. And so I celebrate you. I celebrate you, and I pray that you stand in the fullness of your glory, that you claim your victory and your triumph over every circumstance and situation, condition, every passion, every lust, every desire that you have that is not of light. Claim it. Claim it. I am freed. I am absolutely freed from any lesser thing. I make commitments with every atom and every cell of my being unto absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. I thank you that I am cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, and absolutely revivified in the light of this establishment of this eternal order, eternal law, and the eternal government, so that I am the resurrection of my lineages, glorifying them in every day that I walk the face of this earth. I am a glory and a testament to the triumph of absolute love and light and wisdom and peace and truth and care and joy and rejoicing and delight and harmony. There's so much more to ask for than more polished wood, metal, and stone. There's so much more to do than to just try to seek more and more money when you have less and less wisdom and light. We got so much money and we blowing so much money. We ain't got no sense. You don't deserve another dollar till you get some sense. And the sense is in valuing yourself more than you value things. The sense is in valuing your brothers and your sisters, your sons and your daughters, your mothers and your fathers, your elders and your youth, more than you value money, paper, credibility, and the electronic games that these people play. Money don't make the world go round. The world goes round by law. It is held completely in its ambience and its flotation by the presence and the intelligence of the absolute. And if you really want to know the truth, the sisterhood got more to do with the world going round than what most people want to say about. And it's time for the sisterhood to raise completely up. Accept your glory, sisters. Accept your responsibility, sister. Accept the ability to respond directly to that which is the Creator's will for our lineages, for our children, for our men to be cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, and resurrected, and completely revivified in the light of who we are as integral, inherent, and potent immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence. When it comes time for us to make our transitions from this planet, we do not need to do it as dead people. We do not need to do it having qualified ourselves for being phased out of existence, because we work towards the purposes of death as opposed to working towards the perpetuation of life. We allowed ourselves to be totally reprogrammed So that first instinct towards self-preservation is not kicking in. We become like cancerous cells. We've taken on something else, some other kind of programming, and we're destroying the whole body. That stuff has to be weeded out. It has to be cleansed, and it has to be corrected. And love will do that. Light will do that. Wisdom will do that. Truth will do that. And that's what we have to really yearn for more than the money. Because once you have that, then you deserve the money. It will come to you. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. We are in our now moment. So you can't be afraid. You cannot be scared. You cannot take, you can't spend more time preoccupied with things outside of yourself when you need cleansing, when you need healing. And in your cleansing and in your healing, you become the testament and the testimony to the triumph of absolute love and absolute light, absolute wisdom. Because that's what makes us whole. It's not legislation. It's not the vote. But you need to vote. But vote for love, vote for light, vote for peace, vote for truth. And if it ain't on the ballot, then you need to be about it. We're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with the Dharma. Adama, there is victory and triumph in the horizon, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what people are planning and plotting, regardless of what games of agreement little men play. I'm here to remind you that we each, regardless of what hue of being we may be, regardless of how kind we may be, what kind of man or woman we may be, we each are held within the very fabric of existence with each and every breath we take, with every beat of our heart. And existence is beyond just people. It's beyond humanity. It's beyond humankind. It's beyond the interests and the self-interests and the greed and whatnot of wicked people. We are held in the presence of an absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. And there is nowhere we can go where it is not. There's nowhere we've been where it was not. There is nothing going on that is not going on in its presence. And as a presence of an absolute and eternal presence, now is our time to claim in the fullness of our own authority as these living, loving, intelligent, and potent parts of that absolute and eternal presence, who we are in relationship to it directly. No longer can we just refer to our ethnicity, our nationality, our religious affiliations or group affiliations or secular affiliations and think that there's any power in it. There is no power in it. We can come together with all of these arbitrary titles and labels that we've given ourselves and miss the glory of who we are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. And the world is in its hands. You and I, wherever we may be, wherever we may stand, by virtue of the fact that we are breathing, we are participating with the greatest power known to man, which is life itself, existence itself. And it is time for us to truly, truly harmonize our breath, the beat of our hearts, with the integrity of law and intelligence. That is the background and the foreground of all activity in existence itself. There is no being that has its being outside of the being of the absolute. There is no insect, no species, no mineral, no plant, no living creature, no living thing that has its existence outside of the intelligence of the existence of all of life itself, which is beyond all of life itself. And we are in that now moment that we have to, if we care, to come into our power here as a living people, to come into our true duties, obligations, and responsibilities as a humanity of peoples. We must give full consideration, full reverence, full respect to the intelligence of our own beings, to the source of existence itself, not to the games of agreement that people play, but to that absolute law that lays foundation for the existence of all creatures and all creation. You and I, who live in these now moments of eternity, have opportunity to build upon the legacy and the strengths and the triumphs of all of those who have come before us. We who live in these now moments of eternity have duty, obligation, and responsibility to commit every atom and every cell of our beings towards being true to the truth of ourselves as love, as light, as wisdom, as peace, as poise, as power, as talents, as blessing upon the planet. But if you never conceptualize, imagine, visualize, or see yourself in the light of who you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence, then you will never function in the fullness of your capacity as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of all there is as existence itself. And there is our liberation. There is our strength, our discipline, our courage, our integrity, our ethic, and our morality, our being in position where, whatever position we are in, we are always accountable and responsible and able and eager and caring enough to do that which is right, to do that which is correct, to do that which facilitates and enhances the life of every other being in existence itself, which is not where we are seeing ourselves these days. We exist in corporate structures, in organizational structures, in family structures that are dysfunctional. We are not able to respond appropriately and correctly to that which is inherent duty, obligation, and responsibility in being human, which is to work harmoniously and cooperatively, collaboratively, and collectively with the forces of existence and the perpetuation of existence to the glory of all lineages and all people, all beings, all realms of existence, directly to truly reflect and illuminate that which we are as living, loving intelligences who have responded appropriately by committing oneself and one's skills, one's talents to doing that which you can do by virtue of where you are, by virtue of that which is yours to do, by virtue of that which is need. We need to clarify in our own minds, in our own hearts, what it is we're living for in this now moment, and why it is we are not living fully enough, why it is we're dying prematurely, why it is we're suffocating on the toxicity that is all pervasive through our own cellular functioning. Why is it that we continue to support people who are producing products that have absolutely no nutritional value, no vitamins, no minerals, no amino acids, no proteins, nothing that the human body needs, and we consume these things much more than we consume those things that grow organic to the earth for, specifically for consumption, specifically for the transference of the intelligence of existence, the intelligence of the sun and the water and the earth and the air and the breath of the absolute to our bodies through that which is called food. For there is that which food accomplishes. Food helps to cleanse your cells. It helps to nourish your cells. It helps to regenerate your cells. And anything that you bring into your body that does not do those three things specifically and particularly in terms of promoting optimum cellular functioning, then it cannot be truly classified as food. It is junk. It is junk. It is the junk that billions of dollars are being spent every day consuming junk. For our children are eating junk. Our brothers are eating junk. Our sisters are eating junk. And we have become junkies. We are addicted to that which has no substance. It has very little, if any, intelligence operating in it. It has become a thief in the body of God, a thief in the temples of God, which are your bodies, robbing you of your calcium, robbing you of your magnesium, your phosphorus, your iron, your copper, your zinc, and all of the other minerals that are necessary in order to promote the optimum functioning of a being that is more than just flesh and blood. You are light and you are spirit. You are presence and you are electrical, and you need the truth and the intelligence of substance that was designed for you. And as a result of our not getting that, as a result of our giving complicity to our own oppression and undoing by continuing to serve the corporate deities of death, by continuing to allow their products into our bodies, then we are supporting our own oppression. For the methodology of oppression is to oppress us at the cellular level. The methodology of our liberation has to happen at the cellular level in order for us to come into true power and true potency, true clarity, the ability to think, the ability to hold the light of intelligence upon any subject and come to know it, the ability to articulate that which is light, that which is right, the ability to do that which is harmonious with one's being, the ability to provide a true and proper vehicle and vessel for the intelligence of existence to work with and work through. We who live in these now moments must take personal responsibility to do everything that is in our personal power to join in the movement of liberation that is happening throughout this planet. But to be committed to liberation is not just to be committed to the liberation of a people. To be committed to liberation is to be committed to to the liberation of every order of existence, to really see and understand that every being has a right to be that which it was designed to be by virtue of the intelligence of existence that is imprinted upon every atom and every cell of it. We can no longer continue to feed off of the body parts of enslaved and mistreated animals that were shot up with all manners of hormones and antibiotics, and who were fed foods that were contaminated with all manners of herbicides and pesticides and larvicides, and think that we can create meals, happy meals, with the flesh of animals that had no happy days the whole time they existed. And to supplement that flesh with carbonated beverages, artificially sweetened, artificially flavored, neon colored things that you pour down your bloodstream that you would not put in your vehicles. And so we are in that day and time where we have to understand how sublime, how truly remarkable the forces of darkness work to keep you cycling through circles of mediocrity, ignorance, hypocrisy, contradiction, inconsistency, obesity, heart disease, diabetes, rheumatism, arthritis, gout, schizophrenia, bipolar, dysfunction, and disdain, disrespect, disobedience, and lack of care and concern. And that is the poison that is all pervasive throughout the American population, which puts those who had originally some commitment to life, so they originally had commitment to love, they originally had commitment to making a difference in the world, and now they find themselves not telling the truth. They find themselves unable to know the truth. They find themselves incapacitated to do anything that is in their own best interest. You're sleeping with the devil. You're laying in the bed of Satan, and his poisons are penetrating every atom and every cell of your being. Your tissues are saturated with its presence as toxicity, which creates negativity, which creates a mentality that cannot perceive the light, even though every atom and every cell of your being functions according to the intelligence of it. We who live in this now moment have to look very deeply at our personal habits, our own lusts, our own desires, and realize that we have enslaved ourselves, that we are slaving to have those things which provide for us comfort, that sedate us, that allow us some medium of escape from the realities of our not having applied ourselves fully to knowing the truth. And you will never find a people who are able to do a work for which they have not applied themselves to have the light enough to do. And so we continue to reverberate and revolve in the mud of our confusion, our contradictions, our hypocrisy, and all of those things that create the kinds of issues that we find ourselves having to confront. But until we confront our day-to-day choices in terms of what we're consuming,
in terms of who we give our money to and what the people are producing, who is paying our salaries, and how we work towards our own demise by creating the marketing and distribution plans throughout our communities, throughout the world, perpetuating poison. And so we have to begin to rectify our real commitment and alliance with life, the laws of life, the truth of life, and the order of life, of truly being a living being, and to know that it is our right by birth, not by that which has been conferred by people, but it is our right by birth, by virtue of the fact that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence. It is our right to be right. It is our right to be correct. It is our right to be in light. It is our right to have wisdom, to have love, to have ethic, to have intelligence, to have morality operating fully through our being, so that we may pass forward the strength of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, and we can consciously, as men, the progenitors of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuators of lineages, continue to create lineages that glorify, exemplify, typify, and honor that which they are, in the true reflection and self-representation as intelligent beings, able to do that which need be done in any circumstance and situation, bringing greater love, greater light, greater wisdom, greater peace, greater honor, ethic, integrity, and morality. And see, these are the issues that our eating like bastardized people, our continuing to assault ourselves at the cellular level with all manners of poisons and intoxicants and chemicals and things, they put us in position where we cannot stand in the fullness of that which we are. And that is oppression. That is the issue that creates so much distortion and degradation and defamation, dysfunction, dishonor, disobedience, disrespect of ourselves, of our people, and of our planet. We are in that now moment to work harmoniously with the intelligences of existence in the liberation of all orders of being. That chicken needs to be liberated. The cow needs to be liberated. The turkey needs its liberation. The pig needs its liberation. Those animals that are raised for human consumption do not have the protection from violations and abominations and abuse that your house cats and dogs have. But they are feeding the flesh of cats and dogs and possums and squirrels and rabbits and deer and horses and whatnot to the chickens and the pigs and the turkeys and the cows that you're eating, as well as feeding them to each other. But when we talk about liberation, when we talk about freedom, when we talk about the power of America as a country, when we talk about marching and rallying and all of this, we are not mentioning the need to stop supporting the death industries, those industries that create more death and terror and defilement and dysfunction within the bodies and the hearts and the minds of children and babies and pregnant mothers and old people and whatnot. We don't talk about those things, and those things have to be addressed. Because until we address how we are being fed, how we are being nourished, how we are being killed, how we and what we do is giving complicity to a genocidal plot of annihilation against all beings and people of color, and not just people of color, but all people are dealing with the dysfunction that comes from not functioning properly because of the degrees of toxicity they have within themselves. So they can justify things arbitrarily based upon thinking that what we do over here, you know, as Republicans, or what we do over here as corporate entities, or what we do over here, just we can do whatever we want to do. But no, there is justice in the world, and there is no one who can escape it. And so what we have to do truly is to prepare ourselves to make transition from the planet, because until these people come to infinite degrees of love, forgiveness, repentance, and care and love, to utilize the resources that they are usurping across the planet for the good of the planet, and not just so that they can revel in greater and greater degrees of prosperity, supposed prosperity. I mean, how prosperous can you truly be when what you do is abomination to God? What you do is in the destruction and disharmony of the earth itself. There's no real prosperity you can have in truth, because prosperity is the gift of the blessing of light and wisdom and love and truth and honor and ethic and integrity. The truth of prosperity is to see your generations come forward with even greater glory and even greater glory and even greater glory and triumph in having greater degrees of power and potency and talent and skill and ability and love and delight and rejoicing and health and wealth and ethic and morality and integrity. We can't continue to undermine ourselves at the cellular level by filling up on a lot of empty calories, foods that are no food at all, and think that any of our organizations will have the potency or effectiveness to do anything other than continue to function in degrees of contradiction, hypocrisy, ignorance, and impotency. Wherever we are as people, we need to be supportive of life itself. We need not be killing and murdering and annihilating and thinking that we can have some greater glory by denying another portion of creation its due, taking from it that which it was gifted by the intelligence of existence, utilizing everything towards no good end, but dissipating the resources, dissipating and wasting the life force of people, dissipating and wasting the intelligences of existence. We cannot prosper in this way. There is no prosperity in it. So even though we may have greater access to greater polished wood, metal, and stone, until we walk in greater light, love, care, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, personal power, ethic, integrity, and morality, realize that there is no legislation that we can vote on that will help us until we are willing to do the work to cleanse and purify our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our lives, so that our souls may truly reflect triumph and glory due to the absolute laws of absolute and eternal government. The earth itself is like the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is, as the presence and the intelligence and the life force of the Creator's presence. The earth as a cell within the body of the Absolute has to be brought unto the order of the Absolute mind and intelligence of the Absolute. And for every particle of it, all of it is being ordered. The issue is, will you accept the ordering that has to be predicated with a care and a desire to be cleansed, to be purified, to be renewed, to be rebirthed, and to be revivified in the light and the intelligence of who and what you are as a living being, as a man or a womb man, regardless of what your sexual preferences may be. You will always be held accountable and responsible for being able to do that which supports life itself. And if we cannot, then life will get up and walk away from us. If we continue to give complicity to our own oppression and undoing, while we're marching and rallying and having prayer vigils and then going to the church's chicken places and the hamburger places and the hot dog places and continuing to support the annihilation and the enslavement and contamination and defilement of other beings, then know that there's a greater way, there's a better way. We'll never see the fullness of our own selves, our own truth, our own glory, our own potentialities, power. Or be able to give that which is needed in order to work towards the harmonization of our global family. This is our time to realize that if we are to be taken seriously as a nation of people who are powerful, then we have to take the time to become healthy. We have to rectify in our own hearts and minds the reality that we can no longer legitimately license corporate deities that promote death, ignorance, darkness, and stupidity for profit and for monetary gain. We can no longer continue to work for these companies without bringing greater consciousness and conscientiousness to these companies. There are certain companies that have enough money, they do not have to produce another soda. They can take those resources and do something totally healthy with them if they could just see a way to accept the fact that they've been mistaken all the time. There is only really one power and one presence in existence, and we each have been gifted with so much of it. Now is our time to activate it, to call upon it, and to truly seek to be harmonized within it. The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself, and we each are these potent parts of its presence. Now is our time to rectify our lives by living a life that reflects the truth of our divinity. This is Adama bringing you the meeting of the Inner Circle.